Hello. Is anybody home? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Hello. Is anybody home? We have a brain. And our brain is one of the most ignored and misunderstood and little used devices that we have in our body. Our brain is the headquarters for everything that goes on in our body. It's the headquarters for our emotions. It's the headquarters for our physical body, and how it functions and how it operates. And it's the headquarters for our spiritual body, because in this physical body, the temple of the living God, is where we are. Now, take care of that. And what is this all that's going on? What is this all? We have a brain, and it sets the course for all of life and our body. We have a brain. Now, do you know that you have a brain?
Yes.
Do you know that you have a brain?
Yes.
Do you know that you have a brain?
No.
I'm going to tell you about it. Do you know that you have a brain? I know you all feel so that you want to talk to me, and you always want to say, yes, Herb, we have a brain. Yes, I know we have a brain. Yes, we have a brain, and I know we have a brain. And yes, Herb, I know that I am the one who is training my brain to receive from the infinite cosmos, from the absolute mind, the absolute oneness of all, everything that exists. And I also am the one that tells my brain that it's not receiving it. I am saying to my brain, I am only human. And every time I say to my brain, I'm only human, my brain says, okay, we'll cut off all that other stuff. We'll just work as an engine in your body to operate your body. We will not take into account that we have spiritual ties, that we have mental ties that reach beyond anything that you've ever done before. We won't take any of that into consideration. We'll just say, okay, you have a physical body, and your physical body needs food. You say your physical body needs water. Silly. You're going to say that your physical body needs air, or anything else. Can't think of anything else, but anything else that you want to say your physical body needs. It needs love and attention. It needs petting. It needs the emotions. It needs the feeling that that someone cares. If it's not you, maybe somebody else, you know. Yeah. Huh. Like the two little preemies in their incubator. Mm-hmm. One of them was dying, and the other was fine. And they took the one preemie that was doing just fine and put her in the incubator with her sister, who was struggling, who wasn't expected to live. And the little preemie, that was just a couple days old, put in with her sister, just either threw her arm around her sister, or the nurse put her arm around her sister, whatever. But he put her arm around her sister, and immediately the life signs of her sister began to look up. Her blood began to flow more harmoniously, and everything else started going more beautifully. And the two babies reacted properly to one another, and the sister who wasn't doing too well immediately began to do very well, which is very nice. And the nurses were just so thrilled, and they realized that the emotion, the love that was shared by these two preemie infants was so powerful. So wonderful. Then just imagine if you have love that's on an adult level or on a mature level where you know what you're doing and you're doing it on purpose. Now, Rex is going to have to learn how to mind. When Rex heard someone at the door, he went there and barked. And I said, okay, Rex, we know there's someone at the door. Stop barking. And he continued barking. And I said, Rex, come here and lay down. And he didn't do that. He got halfway here. He got most of the way here a couple times, but he didn't get all the way here. Now, I don't want Rex not to behave. I don't want Rex not to do as I ask him to do. when I ask him to do something. Because if he doesn't do what I ask him to do, he's not a very happy dog in my world, and I'm not very happy with him. If Rex doesn't do what I ask him to do, I'm not a good trainer. I haven't trained him right and required of him to follow what I say and do what I say and follow what I say and do what I say and follow what I say and do what I say and follow what I say. That's an affirmation. Now, if I must do that with my dog, who is a very aware being who knows what I'm talking about, he knows what I want, and if he wants to go off and do his own thing, just imagine how your body is and how your thoughts are. Just lay down there and be quiet. And how your attitudes are. Yes, right, Rex. You're understanding, aren't you? We have a brain. And our brain is a physical object. Our brain does not think. Our brain does not do anything except act upon what our thoughts are. Whatever thoughts we put into our brain responds with. If we say to our brain that we are one as the universal allness, then our brain will respond as one as the universal allness. If we tell our brain that we are sickly, that we are poor, that we are bereft of friendships, of relationships, of happiness, then so it is. So it's just that simple. Now, why hasn't someone told us this before about our brain? That our brain is just waiting for us to inform it what we want to happen in our life. Why didn't someone tell us? Why didn't someone tell us that our brain is the gateway or the channel to the infinite allness? Why didn't someone tell us that our brain is not our mind? Our brain is not the thinker. Our brain is purely the computer that acts upon whatever program is put into it. And whatever is told to do, lay down. Down. Good. Now you see, Rex is trying to get a little attention from Ingeborg by putting his paw up on her chair and saying, Ingeborg, you understand me, don't you? Ingeborg, you realize that just because I'm not behaving, I'm not a good boy. You know that I'm a good boy, don't you, Ingeborg? And Ingeborg completely ignores him because Ingeborg knows he can have only one master. Rex can have only one master. When I leave the house here and Rex runs out the door or something, I go out there and I say, Rex, come to me. And then Ellen runs the door, Rex, come in here, Rex, come, come, Rex, come, Rex, come. And Rex doesn't know who he's to believe, and he thinks it's a big game. When I go out there, I'm very definite. I say, Rex, come to me. And when other people come out and try to be his master by giving him commands, then he doesn't know what to do. Now, this is what we do with our brain. We listen to the television and the radio. We listen, we read the newspapers. We talk to people. And people tell us what a terrible world this is, what a mean and hateful world this is, and people tell us how bad things are or how good things are. It doesn't matter what they tell us. If they tell us things are good, you believe it's good, but you believe because they told you. You don't believe it because you know it. Now, our brain wants to have one master. It wants to have the master of itself being ourself, our thought. Now, what is your thought about yourself? Do you believe that you are the master of your consciousness? Do you believe that your brain functions as a computer by the programs you put into it? Do you put into the computer a program on how to play golf and that golf becomes your ultimate only attitude of thinking about things and nothing else is important? You become an Olympic star, and you become an Olympic star because 100% your attention is on the Olympic Games. They don't want the Olympic guys to smoke, to drink. They don't want them to go out with girls. They don't want them to go out with have relationships. They don't want them to do anything but just continue to work on their Olympic training. Now, would you say that's bad? But my goodness, you know, you got to have a little bit of amusement. You got to have a little bit of something to, you know, to make your life feel that it's worthwhile. You know, and you got to have a girl. You got to have a boy. Depending upon what your needs are, you know, you got to, you know, my goodness sakes, you know. Well, really, when you stop and think about it, if the Olympic candidates would listen to their coach, and their coach has one thing in mind, to make that Olympic candidate a star, to make him number one, the gold medal winner, number one, above all else. But if the Olympic candidates do not listen to their coach, then they will not make it. They will not make it because they're not being trained in the technique of being a winner. Oh, they may swim exceedingly well. They may jump exceedingly well. They may do all the things that an Olympic star does exceedingly well. But it has to be gathered together in a package. The Olympic star has to learn he's running for himself. And he doesn't look behind to see where the rest of the crowd is. He looks forward to see where he is going. And he runs with a pacing, with a management of himself, so that he knows when he gets to the point where the winning is coming, he can turn on the gas and it's there to be turned on. He's been trained to do that. Now, that's an art. Now, when you have a brain, by the way, do you all have a brain?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you did. Now, your brain doesn't need me to tell you what to do. I'm not your Olympic coach. I'm not your brain coach. Your thinking is your brain coach. Now, what is your thinking made up of? Your values. Now, where did you get your values? From your mom and dad and your world and whatever. Now, are your values that you are number one? Are your values that you are the greatest? Are your values that you're a success in anything that you do? That's great. Okay? If that is the case, then you affirm to your brain, I am the greatest in everything I do. I am number one in everything I do. I am. As you do this, what happens to you? You have your brain, which is opened up to the infinite cosmic awareness of all, the infinite mind, which puts you into the picture of it all. It's not a matter that you will win because of much exercise. You will win because there is not a thought of losing in your consciousness. It doesn't matter that you practiced or didn't practice, according to your brain. Once your brain says you're a winner, you're a winner. And then you'll do everything that you think you should do to win. If that includes exercising, you'll do that. Now, if it doesn't include exercising to you, it includes going out with girls and drinking and smoking and doing all these things to your body, well then, you'll do it, and you'll still win. You'll still win. But with what price? You see, you're teaching your body you don't like it by putting alcohol in it. You're teaching your body you don't like it by smoking, by cutting down your wind and making all sorts of problems for yourself. You're teaching your body that you do not respect it by causing it to ingest, inhale, take in anything that is not to its highest and best. And you know what it is. You know what it is. Starting with what? My thought. Everything starts with your thought. I am number one. I am a success. I am a genius. I am. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am divine order now. I am. There is no otherness. Now, when do we want to start encouraging our brain to be soaked up in this, completely soaked up in this attitude. When do we want our brain to start being soaked up in this attitude?
Now.
Right now. So, can you ever say, I have friends who are in prison, and they say, well, they'd like to get out, and they feel they'd like to get out. And then the next breath they say, but I have a life sentence. I have the 3-time strike and you're out, you know. And silly little nothings, but the thing is, they created it for themselves. Now, why did they do that? Do they really want to get out? No. In prison, they have all of the friends that they could want. They have all of the relaxation that they could want. They have all the peace that they could want. Prison is whatever you make it. If you want to have prison be hell, it'll be hell. If you want to have it be heaven, it'll be heaven. You say, well, prison, heaven? Yes. Yes. Yeah. How many children don't want to leave home? They want to stay with mama's apron string and let mama take care of them. Oh, they rent their room from mama. They do those things, but she makes their meals and she does this and she does that, takes care of their clothes and all that good stuff. And they don't want to leave home. Most people feel the sooner they can get away from home and on their own, wow, that's the excitement of being a being, you know. Now, what's your attitude about your mind, your brain, your thinking? What's your attitude? Is your attitude that I have my ideal brain? My ideal brain is operating for me. All right, here's $10,000. I want you to go out and buy an ideal computer. Can you buy an ideal computer? Sure. You go spend how much? $500. You spend $500 for an ideal computer. Now, can that computer do more things than you'll ever ask it to do? No. Yeah. Can that computer use virtually any software that you want to put in it? Yeah. Oh, you might have to add a little memory or something, but just little tidbits of something here and there. But that $500 computer can do anything that a $10,000 computer can do. You might have to adjust it a little bit, but it can do anything. Now, what makes a $10,000 computer so valuable? Well, it's so fast. It has great memory. It has a lot of programs on it. But if you have 10 programs on your computer and you use 2 of them, you're doing, and even part of the 2 of them, you're doing great. So you see, this is like our brain. Our brain has all of these programs already in there. The infinite cosmic mind programs of anything. And all we have to do is be excited about it and use it. It's already there. But we have to initiate its action in our brain for it to be for us. An autistic child, you know what an autistic child is? An autistic child can sometimes do miraculous things. Miraculous things. But it can't do all things that an ordinary person would do. But it can do... Why can't it do miraculous things? Because somehow it touched into that information source or that software in its computer brain and started using it. Start using it by knowing what's in the future, by knowing what's in the past, by knowing all things, by having a fabulous memory, by being a most intense mathematician. Now, how can it do that? That's wrong. That's a, you know, Einstein couldn't even do a lot of those things, you know. Well, it opened a channel on the infinite possibilities in its computer. Now, your brain doesn't have a $500 computer, doesn't have a $10,000 computer in it. Your brain is a priceless computer. Your brain has every possibility in it that could ever exist if you wish to pursue it. And if you wish to pursue it, you pursue it by one means only. You say, I am. You say, I am brilliant. I am a genius. I am intelligent. I do know the answers. And all these wonderful things. And then what happens? All that knowledge is revealed to you. All that wisdom is revealed to you. All that genius is revealed to you. You know, they say a track star is not a great track star because he runs like everybody else or because he does what the coach says. He runs on his mental power. He runs as a flowing gazelle, as a flowing being, you know. He doesn't run with muscles and sinews and nerves and ligaments. He runs like the graceful movement. And this is how you and I are. We have all that ability within us to do anything, to be aware of the all knowledge of the universe, which we say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And that's right. That's right. So, today, let's set the first step of our affirmation program in our brain and say, I like me. I like me. I like me. My brain is fabulous. My brain is wonderful. My mind is wonderful. I am the all-knowingness of the universe. I like me. I like me. I like me. And when you say it, that's just the beginning. Now we'll talk more about this, but it's just the beginning. And if we can spend a little more time with our brain, we will be utterly amazed at how wonderful it is and how undemanding it is. All we have to do is just let go and let it reveal all the magic that's within it. What's the file, Sylvia, on a computer that tells us what programs it has in it? The systems. We go to the
accessory.
That's
the memory.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the control panel.
Yeah. We go into our computer and we go into our systems program. The systems program tell all of the systems that are operating in our computer. And it lists not just the control panel. The control panel, you have to go into a part of the control panel of what are the programs that are in there and what's this and what's that. And they don't even list all the programs that are in there because the programs are listed in there under programs. And the programs that are listed under programs are not all the programs because it doesn't have all the possible programs. Now, we would like to learn how to be aware of all the magic programs that we have in us and how we can be one as those programs and enjoy them. And just for the fun of it, know what they are. Not like an autistic child having a genius that we don't understand and we don't coordinate with other genius activities within us, but to be a genius that's a fully coordinated genius in all areas of our life. And this is what we'll be talking about more. Affirming, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. And our brain will say, you bet. I love you. I love you. I love you.